T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do you think it's a good idea for the malls to start reopening their doors?
I do. I do for a variety of reasons. I think a lot of the rules that have been put out are confusing at best. And I think we're going into the summer, which arguably is going to be a low point for the virus. And I think it's a good opportunity to start trying out some of these protocols to see if they work.
When you mention protocols, you're talking about the businesses that operate in the malls, correct?
That's correct. I mean, you've got social distancing issues. You know, does that mean 3 feet or 6 feet? You know, restaurants with groups of 10 are exempt in terms of social distancing. You've got mask versus no mask. You know, there's a lot of different rules in place, and I think everybody has erred on the side of overregulation, and there's a lot of disinformation out there, and I think we need to start trying some of this, especially in an environment now going into the summer season, which should be low risk for the virus.
Okay, so what challenges are unique to businesses that operate in a mall?
Oh, gosh. If you think about them, the malls have been shut down for the last 60 to 90 days. So you still have spring fashion sitting on the racks. And so you've got stale merchandise. What are you going to do with that? A lot of the summer fashions have not been, re-racked yet because of the influence of both the delays in the supply chain, in addition to people actually being in the stores, removing clothes, off the shelves and sending them back to the vendors. And then what products do you carry? Especially if you're into back to school items, back to school clothing, if educational institutions decide that they're still going to do most of their education with e-learning and Zoom conferences and stuff, maybe your kids only need a new set of PJs rather than shirts and pants and uniforms to wear to school. So I think, there's a lot of issues as to what merchandise to carry, what to do with the existing merchandise. And then you have, what protocols for people trying on clothes and, how do you present some level of hygiene? And there's differing views as to what's necessary, with that. So there's a lot of concern. I'll give you one more. I mean, curbside pickup. I mean, everybody knows what a hamburger looks like. And, you're willing to shop for fast food and even restaurants. But what do you do with ties, suits, shirts, shoes, dresses that you might want to color match, you might want to try on for the fit, and a whole host of things that is going to limit that. And I think for the retailers, you're going to see necessity and commodity purchases that are going to take place, but these major purchases or impulse purchases or purchases that are very personal in taste, I think, are going to lag the economy.
Okay, so Pat, what do you think it's going to take for malls and retail stores to make people and shoppers feel safe?
I think they just have to be comfortable with the experience. Again, I just came back from Northern Michigan over enjoying the Memorial Day weekend. You have very few incidences up there, and people are very comfortable. People walk into stores without masks on. They transact like there was no virus going on. And I think right now people have to get comfortable that they're not going to die from this virus, and that if they maintain good hygiene and proper social distancing, that they can enjoy a normal life. And that is true at the retail level.
Okay, so give me one tip for businesses in general as they plan to reopen.
Oh, gosh. I think a lot of the stores are doing a good job with signage and laying out the store's policy relative to the interaction they expect within the store. It sends the message that they're trying to be socially responsible, that there are protocols in place, and that they ask people to respect them and move forward. And I think it's going to be a learning process. As more and more people get weaned into the comfortability that they're not at risk, you know, with the virus, that they can shop and enjoy some of the things they have. Instead of hibernation being the new normal, maybe we can get back to a regular life.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.